All right, it's Dave Player back with you here on 720 WGN. So Bill Curtis, an icon of Chicago television news, is one of America's most public media personalities for more than five decades. He's launched a yet another season of American Greed on CNBC, and Bill Curtis joins us on the Team Hochberg phone line. Always a pleasure to have you on the phone with us, Bill.
Thank you, Dave. Let's make it six. Let's go for six.
Let's go for six. I would say this year, Bill, marks 55 years in broadcasting, and that's no small feat.
No. A lot of changes. And here we have, we're coming up on our 200th show, American Greed. Can you imagine?
Wow.
You know, most series, they start looking around at 13, looking for other jobs.
Right.
13.
Right.
Here is 200. Wow.
Well, and I mean, as I said, 55 years in broadcasting, and we were talking a little bit off air. I mean, the secret to your longevity in this business is because you've always kept on working and kept busy doing what you love.
I think that's right. And doing what you love is the key. I'm now kind of going back through memories that actually start very early, 16, when I got my first job at a little radio station in Kansas. And had a great mentor, and he lived in an apartment down the hall. And so we'd be there at the console with our potentiometers, and if we made a mistake, we'd hear, bang!
Oh, is that right?
That was his door shutting as he walked down toward us. And we lived in fear then.
Wow.
What was he going to say? But he was kind and hands-on. And as a mentor, you know, he didn't make us not want to go into broadcasting. It was a great start. So I thank him.
Yeah, nice. Well, that and nearly 50 years ago, and we're getting close on this, that you and Walter teamed up for the 10 o'clock news, still talked about today as the newscast that set the tone for local news broadcasts throughout the country.
You're right. It spread, and that's success talking. Everybody wanted to do a newscast out of the newsroom, and let's see, it isn't pretty, but it's real. With the branding and the marketing. I was the outside guy. Walter was his perspective inside. Here's the funny thing about it. We got along so well, you'd expect us to be competitive, and maybe we started off that way in the beginning. But we gradually realized that we'd be further along if we both got there together rather than fighting each other along the way and wanting to get more.
Yeah.
So I would go out during the, I'd love going out and doing stories. And he, I think, wanted to do that perspective, would work all day on it like an opinion columnist, more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And he still does it today, so that keeps him alive.
I'm going to tell you something. I see Walter in the hall around here. He's on my show a few weeks ago, and that's what he does. He comes in, he is on that all day long, and when that mic goes on, he's on fire.
Yeah. Thank God he does have something to do.
That's right. And with that said, what a news cycle we've been living through this last year, Bill. I mean, I don't want to say the word unprecedented for the 3,000th time on the air, but you can't explain it any other way.
Well, you can't. And it's hard to keep up to. You wake up in the morning and now and say, okay, what has Trump done today? And you can go down a list of about 10 things. And actually, it's kind of uninteresting when you wake up and there's nothing there.
Yeah, a little bit, right? Yeah.
Quiet.
We do miss him. Yeah, that's true. It's true. It's absolutely true. Well, I certainly hope once this vaccine makes its rounds, that we'll be able to all see each other again. But you've kept working in your home studio as well, right?
I'm sitting in front of the microphone right now. So, yes, I can do my voiceover work, narrations, and just have another one coming up on the Cubs.
Oh, nice.
You know, they kicked the documentary crew out for the season out of this Wrigley Field because of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
But they have been, you know, gathering film, so they're going to put it together on the marquee. So there's a lot of work out there.
But you've been doing some public service announcements, too, and I saw them last fall about wearing your mask?
A mask. It started with, well, my hero was Ken Nordine. And I like old-time radio.
Old-time radio, yeah.
And I suddenly discovered that I like the voices better than my own. Like, I was driving down Lakeshore Drive when the call came in, woman in distress. She was on the beach.
Yeah.
I stopped. I said, "Lady, you're not wearing a mask." She said, "I don't need a mask." I said, "Everybody needs a mask." She said, "Give me a ride home." And I said, "No, I don't do that. You're not wearing a mask." And my wife said, "You know, that's in the Me Too age, that's a little pushy."
I thought it was quite good. It was very, very funny. And in the spirit of what we would expect from Bill Curtis, I think. It was really well done. Really
well, we're about the time. We need some humor.
Yeah, we need
to go
some,
with these things.
We absolutely
Otherwise,
do.
Otherwise, they'll... we have a 13 in all.
That's right. That's right. I want to share one fun fact that many might not know, but your uncle, another famous Curtis, is in the Motorsports Hall of Fame of America and the Indianapolis 500 Hall of Fame.
And he invented the Curtis craft. That's Curtis with a K.
Okay.
And he, I think, has had more winners of the frame of that made possible all these new sports cars, yes, but also the racing in Indianapolis 500. That's the Hall of Fame sports car.
That's cool.
So he's that's the guy with the notoriety.
And there's a new season of American Greed on CNBC. We'll talk to Bill about that next on 720 WGN. State Player on 720 WGN. We're talking to Bill Curtis about the new season of American Greed on CNBC. This series is so captivating. You know, investigative journalism, obviously, Bill, has always been in your blood.
Well, we did more than about 150 shows called Investigative Reports on A&E. We coined the phrase cold case files and did 127 of those. I hosted American Justice that Jonathan Powers did, so I got a few under my belt. This is as interesting as any of them, and, you know, it's crime without a killing, which one would think is not very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to this story. A couple, Caitlin McClure was driving, gets off the highway in Philadelphia and drives into a bad part of town. There's a homeless man there just when Caitlin and her husband run out of gas. And they're afraid. They get out. And the homeless man gives him $20. Well, first of all, that's a good angle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they said, you know, we like that. We're going to take pictures of the homeless man and put it up on crowdfunding, the GoFundMe type, and crowdsource it. Well, they thought they'd get maybe $10,000. Well, as you know, luck goes, they got $400,000 that came in. The problem was they didn't give very much to the homeless man. They were flying the helicopters over the Grand Canyon, buying a Louis Vuitton, bought a new BMW, and had quite a time. So we call that fraud.
Absolutely.
And it made American Greed. They finally ran him down when the homeless man was smart enough to file a lawsuit. But it's that kind of thing. And usually we go back after the big guys, too.
Mm-hmm.
The first CEO of Big Pharma, a guy who invented a new drug for terminal cancer patients, frankly, because it was really powerful, made with fentanyl, said, "Hey, yeah, that's kind of a small market. If I can make money on that, then why don't we expand it and, you know, make it a broader market?" And lo and behold, you know, he starts racking up $1 billion in his corporation. Well, along the way, taking a really powerful fentanyl and putting into a mildly depressive and other not as serious, mm-hmm. he starts losing people. And they kind of run him down, and Dr. Kapoor, you know, had to pay and also go to jail. So there is a payoff for these. But we have six shows. They start Monday at 9 o'clock. It's actually our third in this series, and then six more coming down the line.
Nice.
To add to our 200.
Well, I mean, psychologically, and I know you've obviously studied this, you know, putting these shows together. I mean, these individuals just have such an ego and confidence in what they're doing. They just keep moving and yeah. thinking they're never, ever going to be exposed and never going to get caught. Yeah. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to jail.
Yeah. Money does funny things to people. And if you put a pile of money or the promise of it as easy money in front of somebody, I got to tell you, 9 out of 10 people will take the opportunity. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe they say, oh, I'll always pay it back. That's what embezzlement is always
right.
about.
Right.
But it's very difficult to catch up like that. The banks, you have to pay back.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
when nobody is looking, here's a lesson for the managers. If you're not supervising, if you're not watching, you know, monthly, the bank statements come in, you're dead.
Yeah.
You're out of business.
Yeah, absolutely. Out of all these shows you were mentioning you've done almost 200 of these already. What was the story, Bill, that surprised you the most, that you just put your hands on top of your head and just shook and said, I just cannot believe it got to that point?
You know, don't believe it can. People are so crazy. You know, early in the game, it was the tech guys. And they might do well coming up with a website or, you know. And suddenly, it blows up. And they're millionaires, probably approaching billionaires. And I just lump them all in instead of choosing one. And they go crazy. It's women. Mm-hmm. It's private jets. It's vacations, houses on the Caribbean, living better than kings ever dreamed of it. Do they think that nobody
yeah.
is watching?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they start cutting corners and not paying taxes. And there's always somebody out there who's jealous
right.
and wants to get even. And they stub their toe. You know, you just can't be perfect all the way.
No, and I also think, you know, is it in the back of some of these, the minds of some of these people that they maybe know in the back of their mind, this isn't going to last forever, and I might get caught, so I'm going to enjoy this as much as I can. I mean, is there something, I mean, obviously when you're doing something like this, you know, there's some psychological damage involved in here as well.
Yes. Yeah, you would like to think that. Now, here's the surprise. A lot of them are normal. It's the poison that comes with living large and having too much and having it come too easy. And it's the normal ones that will get to you. Yeah, there are those that want to, for instance, Scarelli, who, you know, multiplies a good drug that everybody is using, you know, by 100 times so he can get more money. All these cases, they do have something wrong in their head, but not many.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Well, again, American Greed, Mondays on CNBC. You and Donna have been now married, you know, a few years. How's married life treating you? Anything changed significantly during that period?
Well, you know, we were having a lot of fun in our courtship, 40, 30 years.
I was going to say it was a few decades, wasn't it? Yeah. You were having
yes.
so much fun. Did you ruin it, or was this the right thing to do, Bill?
Well,
I mean, tell,
right.
tell
People
us.
People say, well, why did you get there?
Well, I mean, imagine, too, during COVID. I mean, now you're really, you know, in the same space constantly, you know, but after being together as long as you have, I'm sure you've navigated through it fine.
Well, it's been great. And, you know, you're doing things together. And the my secret to marriage, mm-hmm. do everything that you're told and do it now.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. What have you been doing to, like, what's Bill Curtis watching these days? Like, you know, if you're turning on the TV, I'm assuming catching the news cycle throughout the day is a big deal, but is there anything you're watching for fun, for entertainment?
Well, we have CNN on all day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel guilty if I have to go to the grocery store and back. That's about the longest trip I take these days.
Yeah.
And because you're going to miss something. Mm-hmm. We've been through Netflix, it seems like, two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're going back to our stack of discs.
Okay. okay.
But Netflix has some good ones, mm-hmm, that didn't quite make it for mass market, but they turn out to be pretty good.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so... And we'll do it. It's the routine.
It is the routine. The new routine, anyway.
The routine. You write during the day. And Donna is the busy one. You know, she's chairman of Millennium Park Foundation. She runs the company, Curtis Productions. They won't let me be close in there anymore.
Okay, all right, fair.
And I can't remember what the reason I go into a room. So.
Yeah, as we were talking about. Very nice. Well, again, you can catch brand new episodes of American Greed with Bill Curtis Mondays on CNBC. Bill, always a pleasure catching up with you, and my best to you and Donna, and stay well, my friend.
I will. Thank you, and same to you.
Thank you,
wear
sir.
Wear that mask.
Will do. Thanks, pal. All right, top stories are next on 720 WGN. Bye.